This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. French President Emmanuel Macron on Sunday hosted a UN-backed international donors virtual conference in which donors vowed to come to the aid of a beleaguered Lebanon following a massive blast at the port of Beirut last week that killed at least 158 people and injured about 6,000 others. U.S. President Donald Trump, who participated in the conference, called for Lebanon to conduct a full and transparent investigation and expressed his support for protests demanding reform in the country. And the Lebanese army says that hopes have dwindled of finding survivors at the blast site following days of search and rescue operations supported by international experts. The United States on Sunday topped 5 million coronavirus cases. That's according to numbers tallied by Johns Hopkins University. Globally, COVID-19-related deaths have now risen to over 727,000. It's more than 162,000 in the United States, and now Brazil has become the only country outside the United States with a death toll of at least 100,000. Brazil now has 100,477 deaths tallied. Mexico is now the country with the third largest number of deaths at more than 52,000, outpacing hard-hit nations, including the United Kingdom, Italy, France, and Spain. More than 19.6 million have been infected globally, with the United States, Brazil, and India far ahead of all other countries. The six-member Gulf Cooperation Council, or GCC, has asked the United Nations to extend an international arms embargo on Iran. That's a move pushed strongly by the United States. From Washington, you're listening.